from the battleground seats of Boothby, Sturt and Grey, ABC Radio Adelaide takes to the wing. The roads and the rails across the state as voters make the call on who will lead the nation for the next 3 years. Buckle up, SA. It's time to decide.
Good morning, Nikolai Bailhartz. I'm kind of Stacey Lee and David Bevan. David and Stacey are out and about. Are you there?
Hello,
where
Nikolai.
Are you?
We are in sunny Glen Osmond this morning at the JB Ware Reserve just on Port Rush Road in the seat of Sturt.
What we've done is set up a makeshift outside broadcast and then we'll race down crossroads picking up some would-be senators and then we're going to finish up at Boothby. We're also going to fly across to Grey, which is this huge seat. So, over the course of the next couple of hours, you'll be everywhere where the action is actually going to happen. Right now, standing in front of us are the Labor and Liberal candidates for the seat of Sturt.
It's a safe Liberal seat. It takes in some of the leafy green eastern suburbs of Adelaide, Glen Osmond, Burnside, Norwood, Ross Trevor, St Peters. A couple of days ago, I got out to those suburbs to chat to voters and I started by asking them, what are the biggest issues for you this election?
I myself am trying to buy my first house and it is literally hell right now.
Cost of living, I think, to focus on getting these youngsters into jobs.
The economy. Pure and simple, we need to get that right, everything else falls into place.
Lots of texts have come in regarding those interviews we did in Sturt. Mm. A number of people are saying that they have received letters that are just directed to the men in the household.
We can see some independent Senate candidates here in the suburb of Clarence Gardens. Rex Patrick.
A few weeks ago, you compared Nick Xenophon's work for the Chinese company Huawei, the moral equivalent of working for Nazi collaborators, really. The damage has been done. Elections come and go. He was your friend and you've lost that. Was it worth it?
Oh, look, I'm not aware that I've lost Nick's friendship. You know, we're engaged in a political campaign.
He can't look at you.
All I did was call for transparency in relation to his engagement with Huawei, and I think that's appropriate.
Barbara Pocock from the Greens and Jennifer Game from One Nation also joining Rex Patrick here, independent candidate. Barbara, you're expected to win your Senate seat. What can the Greens actually do to change the policy on climate change for our country?
If we get balance of power as Greens in the Senate, then our plans are very clear. We're going to push very hard for a meaningful target, one that will stand up to international scrutiny. We need to stop new coal and gas, slow down the growth in fossil fuel, which is damaging our planet and our kids' futures, and shift our investment to renewables and the future.
Jennifer Game, One Nation's Senate lead candidate for the federal election here in South Australia. Do you agree with your leader, Pauline Hanson, on policies of immigration? Sarah Game, she said she supports immigration. Do you agree with your daughter or do you agree with Pauline Hanson?
So what my daughter actually says is that she supports, as we all do in One Nation, immigration when it can be successful and when it can be cohesive.
So you agree with Sarah?
There's absolutely no difference.
Emma Pedler, she's an ABC Air Peninsula presenter. Emma, good morning from all the way over in, is it sunny Port Lincoln?
I thought that was someone chucking a motto and overtaking rapidly there. It is overcast, so I think that's fitting for the seat of Grey today. We're the third biggest electorate in the country.
I'm looking at the map as you're describing it. The geographic size of having to get in the car or a plane to meet all these people. How on earth is a candidate expected to get their head around all of those different people? Their backgrounds are just so diverse. These are people with very different needs.
I think we've also got to factor in the First Nations people that Grey encompasses as well. This is Merning Land, Wiringoo Land, Gugatha Land, Nao, Bangala, Nukunu, Ghana, Nadjeri, Adnamutnya, Dungali, Kuyani Country. 11 very different communities with all of their own dreams for what their futures will look like.
We went to Grey, back on the plane, we've come back now, and look, we couldn't find a train, but we're on a tram line, so we thought close enough. That's our planes, trains and automobiles and trams.
We are standing just shy of the intersection of the tram line and Marion Road. To the south of us is Crossroads and to the north is Anzac Highway. You've been out and about asking people in Boothby, what do they think is important?
Aged care, pensions, that's going to impact on me more than anything else.
To find somebody that actually has a vision for Australia.
I guess inflation this year coming around, like it's a big problem at the moment.
I've got to say, I've covered a lot of Boothby campaigns. This time round, we really do have a top shelf series of candidates. Whoever you end up voting for, they're pretty impressive people. Joe Dyer, director of the Adelaide Writers Festival. Louise Miller-Frost, chief executive with St. Vincent de Paul's here in South Australia. And Rachel Swift, she went off to Africa and fought Ebola, for crying out loud. Louise Miller-Frost, there's a very good chance that you will be able to achieve what no Labor candidate has done before.
Look, I think there is a mood for change in the community, but it's by no means in the bag for me. Every vote counts.
Rachel Swift, this time round, it looks like Labor might be able to take it. Is the electorate changing?
We've had two very difficult years with a pandemic, and I think people want to take back control of their lives.
Joe Dyer, independent candidate for this seat. What made you want to run in Boothby?
There's a strong disillusionment with both of the major parties out there in the electorate and around the country. Here is an option to vote for people who aren't there for party political reasons.
When we spoke to you a couple of weeks ago about where your preferences would go, you said you weren't picking a side. You've changed that. You'll be preferencing Labor. So are you just a harvest for Labor votes?
Oh, that's a ridiculous thing to say.
But you have picked one party and you've picked Labor. So it's not so ridiculous to say, because your votes will be going to Labor eventually.
Lots of people put a one next to my name, then it won't be my preferences being distributed at all.